1 year after the Heat Dome. We began today's show by talking about 1 year later on the Heat Dome. We talked about the heat wave that we were experiencing right now.
A wave of heat has been...
We talked about BC ambulance paramedics still suffering trauma from what happened to them during the last Heat Dome.
And is that there was a number of times where people were trying to access 911 to call for an ambulance, and the transfers were delayed because of not enough dispatchers.
What about damage to the natural world itself? A year after the Heat Dome event that killed billions of plants and animals here in British Columbia, yes, billions with a B, scientists say ecosystems are recovering but could be transformed forever if such events become more frequent. Our guest is UVic biology professor and president's chair, Ocean Ecology and Global Change, Professor Julia Baum, joining us. Thank you so much for your time, Professor. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Billions of animals died during the Heat Dome. I did a double take as I read that because it sounds too huge to be real, but in hindsight, it makes perfect sense. What happened?
Right. Well, when we're talking about billions of animals dying, we know that animals in all sorts of different ecosystems were impacted by the Heat Dome, but the most vulnerable ones and the ones where they were most impacted were on our rocky coastlines. So species that live in the marine intertidal, mm-hmm. organisms like mussels, oysters, barnacles, those types of things were just sitting and baking in the sun. And those organisms are really amongst the most vulnerable for a couple of reasons. So first of all, they're living at this very vulnerable, in this very vulnerable transition zone. So they're basically living at the right at the interface between our ocean and the land. And when the tide goes out, and they're on these rocky shores, they're just sitting baking in the sun. So it's the same as if, on a hot day, like maybe this weekend, when it was really hot and stepped out during the day in bare feet on cement and felt how hot that cement was. That's basically what they're experiencing. And then the second factor for those types of organisms is that they're sessile. So they aren't able to get up and walk away, right?
Yeah.
And so during the Heat Dome last summer, temperatures in that rocky intertidal rose up to 50 degrees Celsius.
Wow.
So all of those organisms just baked to death, and that we have pretty good estimates from certain, stretches of beaches and where we can estimate how many mussels and barnacles and oysters died in those stretches, and from those extrapolate up to this estimate that at least several billion died during the Heat Dome.
All right. I want to ask you in terms of replenishment and in terms of the numbers of these animals that may have been harmed and indeed died during the Heat Dome, who are not able to, of course, reproduce after that. Are we seeing diminished populations this year, or have they replenished themselves?
Yeah, well, that's a fantastic question, and one that we're all just our summer field seasons are just starting, and that's what we're all, as marine ecologists, trying to get a handle on. So we also, apart from those marine invertebrates, also saw widespread losses of all of our seaweed communities. So just like corals can bleach when it gets really too hot, seaweeds also bleached, and then a lot of them died. So marine ecologists across the province are just getting out for their summer field seasons, and we're all looking for signs of recovery or repair, or is there ongoing damage? But I think the processes of repair is going to be one that takes several years, and there's still lots of unknowns. So one of the things that I'm doing is leading a large working group where we're trying to pull together observations from across not just the province, but also other areas that the Heat Dome impacted, so Washington State and Oregon State, and just get people to send us their observations of what happened. Because, of course, when these types of extreme weather events crop up, we don't have a lot of preparation for going out and studying them. So we're trying to pull together observations from across the entire breadth and just figure out, what beyond these vulnerable marine invertebrates were impacted. And we're seeing impacts across lots of different ecosystems.
All right. Professor Julia Baum, thank you so much for your time. You're looking for more information from members of the public. How can they submit that information?
Yeah, they can. let me think about that. If they're on Twitter, they can tweet me at baum@uvic. Or Bomb Lab, or I'm not sure I want to give my email out.
Yeah, fair enough, and I completely understand, Professor.
They take contact. Look me up and contact me. I'm pretty publicly available.
All right. Thank you so much for the benefit of your knowledge and insight and for the important work that you're doing in better understanding this phenomenon, Professor. As the world and the climate continues to change around us, it is of paramount importance, in my view, that we understand the long-term impacts on ecosystems, including marine life here in BC and others. Anything else you'd like to leave with us today?
Well, I absolutely agree with that. And thank you so much for making time and space for this important issue.
Thanks. Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time. Have a good day.
You
Bye
too.
Now.